Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, friendos. It's hour two of In This League right here on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090 San Diego live and on the podcast. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman. I don't even know if I said that the entire first hour, but, you know, not like radio people are listening. They're just like, what is this? And podcasters are it's already direct access. Bogman, I do have a report from the DFS overseers of ITL. I don't know if you received this memo.
Mm-hmm.
The memo reads as such. Let me pull up the official paper.
Uh-oh, this is an actual memo. Yeah, he's reaching for paper right now, people. I mean, I don't... What year is this?
All right, so...
And now he dropped it. Okay.
Drop some stuff. The official... This is an official letter, as you can see, Bogman.
Why don't you hold that up to the camera? Let me see how official it is. Oh, okay. From the White House. I see.
From the White House. I don't know if you know the ITL overseers are from the White House. It's signed...
Oh, I had no idea.
President Donald Trump.
Oh, the president signed it. All right. So why don't you read that off word for word?
Word for word. Dear ITL. They abbreviated ITL. They didn't say it.
Of course. Yeah.
Dear ITL. We wanted to let you know after much research and looking into. Not great. They're.
You know, oh, yeah. Someone of the Welsh level English is writing this.
Okay. Looking into. Your DFS game from the previous week, we regret to inform you that due to Bogman's affiliation with Line Star and Joe Pizzapia, he is considered a DFS expert, and it is not in fair or in good conscience. Can we let you proceed?
What was that word that they used?
Conscience, can we let you proceed with your DFS skins game versus the Welsh because the advantage is so far in Bogman's favor that it would not be fair for the Welsh to lose every single week and have to pay. So therefore, we are going to have to eliminate your ability to have money on the line. Thank you very much. ITL DFS overseer signed by Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. See, you know, I'm glad that it came from an official source because that sounds like somebody trying to back right out of a bet to me. But listen, I know it's not because it clearly came from the White House and Donald Trump.
I tried to fight. There's nothing I can do. Listen, we got to go to break. The overseer, you know what? The overseers are calling right now. I got to take this call. We'll be right back and we'll see if there's any new ruling. I'm going to try to get us back.
Bye-bye.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
ITL, that is us. Chris Welsh, find me on Twitter, at isthewelsh. Scott Bogman on Twitter, at Bogman Sports. We've got tons of fun stuff over on our Patreon if you want to sign up. $5 will get you a long way. I couldn't guarantee it or anything like that. I wouldn't be that type of person, but I can't imagine... There are more Patreons out there that give you bang for the buck like we do on the $5 between the Secret Show podcast, the live streams, the feed stuff we do. So you want to support us, come and check it out. We've also got a ITL Teespring store. If you just, I always like the URL sucks. It's like teespring.com/stores/ITL store. But if you just go into Google and just type Teespring ITL store, it'll come up. And you can see all the different stuff we've got. We've got hoodies, we've got shirts, we've got die cut stickers, we've got mugs, we've got a whole bunch of stuff. We have a set of like 5 die cut stickers. We got to get the 6 up. We got a couple new shirts, and our boy Jag even was working on, I mean, he literally.
Oh, he sent me the thing last night. I'm so excited about it. Yeah, Fat Lance.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. It's unbelievable. Because I was telling him, I'm like, oh, I got to be dicey about what we can do here and how he did it. It's just perfect. So. I think we should probably put that up before the next show so we can.
Yeah, promote. I think so, too.
And there's just, you know, there's other stuff that we're trying to work on. So I don't know. If you want to support your boys, support the podcast that could, check it out. It's over on the Teespring and the Patreon blog. So, you know, I'm really sorry. During the break, I couldn't get a hold of anybody. And, you know, they said what they said. And, you know, you host this great show on Line Star with our buddy Joe Pizzapia. It's a DFS show and you get great information and
yeah,
know, really nails that stuff. And, you know, the letter
so that's pushed me over and made me an expert. So what you're saying is this game is no longer fair. That's what you're saying.
I mean, they're just saying from a money perspective.
Oh, they're saying, I'm sorry.
It's just like a 99 percentile.
Well, you know, I tell you what, I haven't received a letter from this administration yet telling me about this. So I'll wait, but I tell you what, I'll make you a deal.
We'll leave it active. We can leave it active for this week.
I'll make you a deal here, the Welsh. I will let you out of this skins game.
We can
if the next time we meet up, you buy the Chipotle. How about that? That seems like a pretty fair deal to me.
Okay. I like that. I'll buy you Chipotle.
Okay. Well, there we go.
I mean,
so,
listen, this is nice. Well, share. This is government. The government told us we have to stop.
Right, of course.
I'm just being like, I'll be a nice guy.
You're just the messenger, right?
Donald Trump in his signature right there, you can see on video, said...
Can you read that off word for word one more time? I just want to make sure that it's the same thing that you said from before.
You saw
what bad
radio does in Houston. You saw the Houston radio guys. Just you can see the words like, oh, but Welsh and don't... It's not fair. You see all the things. So I don't want to waste everybody's time. But let us actually talk about the DFS lineups. Do you have the results from last week? Because you teased
I can look them up. Our boy Donovan is tracking. By the way, Donovan, I know you're listening. You don't have to track the bets, dude. Like I keep the bets, and I know that's got to be a pain in the ass to write down as you're listening. So I've got the pick'em game I've got. So I have that all locked up. So you don't have to worry about that. But all I know, I don't have it in front of me. I'm going to have to go to my email. But it was like, I think your team scored 122 and my team scored 133. So it was close, but I won. Okay. I can go find it. I'm looking
here. I've got it actually.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah, I saw the sheet that he sent us. Let's see. You barely beat me actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
You scored 133. I scored 126. Your lineup last week, you had Lamar with two A's, apparently. Lamar Jackson and Josh Jacobs, who scored you big, 27 and 33. Antonio Gibson was a dud at 5. Yeah. Julio Jones, you had 20. You dudded with Michael Thomas. You had 17 with Metcalf. Logan Thomas was a great play by you because he was nothing, and he scored 11.7, scored more than my guy. You had DeSean Jackson at flex, which was nothing, and Bills defense. So you scored 133. I had Tom Brady at 22 points, so a little less than Lamar. I had Josh Jacobs. I had a big win in Raheem Mostert with 23 points. I got the dud on Michael Thomas because of the injury, but my wideouts were okay. I had Chris Godwin and Marquise Brown. Zach Ertz was less than Logan Thomas and costs more. James White was a huge dud, and I only got 4 points out of my Colts defense. So, yeah, down like I lost to you by about 7 points. So it was pretty dang close for last week. So set our FanDuel lineup. Bogman, you talk me through. You're the big winner. You're the big cheese here. So what's the big DFS dog got for me?
So I'm going first because I won last week. Is that what you're saying? Because you said big cheese and big dog, but you refused to say that I won last week.
Oh, you won. I told you won.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure.
Huge fat loser. The government had to send a letter to say that I can't do this because you're so good.
All right. Well, I'm going to stack a little bit here in this game. So I don't know if you have the same idea as me, but
in making my roster work, I kind of went off of a stack. I had a stack going on. So I'm curious where you're going with this, but let's hear.
All right. Well, you can see it right from the beginning. My quarterback is going to be Dak Prescott, $8,300. I'm paying up, but they're playing Atlanta. So you can already see where my stack is starting here. I'm also my first running back, Zeke, $8,600. I think he's probably a lock for a touchdown this week. I didn't pick him because I wanted to go chalk on my wide receiver for my Lion Star show and not for my running back. So I went different running back, but I think Zeke's probably as close to a lock as you can get for a TD on running back as you can get. Then I went with Derrick Henry. I mean, we just saw it last week, 31 carries, and AJ Brown is out this week for the Titans. So I think we're going to see a lot of Derrick Henry a lot. That's what we see against Jacksonville. When Tennessee plays Jacksonville, we see Derrick Henry running over MFers. Just that's what he does. So I think he's going to run all those dudes over. So I got him in the lineup. My wide receivers going to the Dallas stack again, $5,200 for CeeDee Lamb. He's cheap. I like him against Atlanta this week. I think they're going to have to play point for point with them. So I think CeeDee Lamb could have a pretty nice week, and he's cheap. So I have him paid up for two big wide receivers, DeAndre Hopkins against Washington. I think that, he had 14 catches, the most catches he's ever had in his first game with the Cardinals. I think we're going to see a lot of that this year, a lot of, targets for DeAndre Hopkins. So we're going back to him. I think you have to make your wide receiver happy in Allen Robinson for Chicago. And we saw, him kind of wanting to sit out or whatever, trying to get a new contract. So I think they feed him the rock this week. I got Allen Robinson at 7,000. My tight end, I'm going right back to it, man. I did it last week. I'm going right back to Logan Thomas, 4,700, led the Washington football team in targets. I think that he is going to do it again. So, last year, the Cardinals were one of the teams that gave up the most points to tight ends. I think that's one of the easier picks in a lineup this week is easy Logan Thomas. My flex, this is the one I went out on a limb on for my touchdown this week. It's David Montgomery against the Giants. And we saw what Benny Snell, the backup running back, torched the Giants in the third and fourth quarter last week. I think David Montgomery, who wasn't really healthy, but looked good. So I like that. And then Tampa Bay is my defense to end it out. They're playing Carolina. I think they could hold up.
So I was attempting to go with a stack. I moved away from it when I adjusted my lineup. I was going to go with the Detroit, Detroit Green Bay. I like some points on that one. So at quarterback this week, I've got Matthew Stafford versus Green Bay, relatively cheap, 7,200. My running backs, I'm going, this is where I was also attempting to go into, but I had to adjust off. I took one of the running backs in the Kansas City Chargers, and it's a Clippers game, but I went with Eckler in this one.
Okay.
So I think they're going to get Eckler a little bit more involved in the offense if they're behind, because Kansas City's going. He should get more of those opportunities. I've got Raheem Mostert again against that New York football team because blah, and I think they're gonna up those touches, and he was successful last week. My wideouts, I've got Devontae Adams. I got the top dog this week, so I am staying in that Detroit game. John Brown versus Miami and Marquise Brown versus Houston. Both guys, I think, are going to chalk it up. Dallas Goedert at tight end, so I went cheaper, but still 5,500, relatively cheap on all those big touches last week. My flex, I'm back in the Detroit game. I'm going Aaron Jones because Green Bay gets in the red zone, get those scores, and I am tacking on the San Francisco 49ers defense versus the new.
That's a great buy. I like that.
Yeah, so I had Clyde Edwards-Helaire in there at one point. I had TJ Hawkinson in there at one point, but just trying to find the perfect mixture. So when we come back from break, we'll reiterate what those lineups are. And, obviously the commission plays their role in it, and we'll see what that is. And then we're going to go, we got to go take a look at the picks. We got to see how we did last week, myself, Bogman, and Bubba, and then we got to pick them for this week. So don't go anywhere. More ITL game pick'ems coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just... tell us a little more. Let me tell you something about
In This League.
All right, friendos, it's game pick-up time right here on ITL. Bogman was the man last year, and Bogman might have been a little bit more of the man this year. So we don't have to go, I don't know, we want to go game by game or anything like that, but we obviously need to know what happened last week. So Bogman, lay out how we did, and then we'll jump in to week two. It's my picks, Bogman's picks, and obviously now our three Bubba joins us and how he did. I'm looking here. I want to point this out. Here's a spoiler. Bogman had the best performance and the worst performance of this week. So yeah, take
absolutely.
It away.
Yeah. So I was 11-4 against the spread, which look, you know, I know that I was good last year and everything, but a lot of that's luck. And I'll easily give that up because week one, week 17, I've reiterated this. You guys are probably tired of hearing me say it. Those are the hardest to pick because you're going in blind in week one. As to the changes and, you know, possibly someone breaking out or, you know, a defense working or not working and all that stuff. So that week one's the hardest week. So I'm going to chalk this 11-4 up to a lot of luck, obviously. And I wasn't good on the over unders. I was real bad. I think, you know, I told you about that tweet that I read about, you know, the lockout season and then week one having all the overs and stuff. I think I let that play into my mind a little bit too much.
Yeah, you had a brutal 6-9 week on the over-unders.
Yeah, yeah, it was not good on the over-unders. So not happy about that performance. But against the spread, I was pretty solid. But, I mean, look, man, I think anytime you're hovering around 500 in week one, you're doing pretty well. So I think everyone, you, me, and Bubba, had a great week. I mean, Bubba was good. I think was he over 500 on both? No, he's 7-8 on the over-unders, as were you. And then you were 8-7 against the spread. I was 11-4. Bubba was 10-5.
Impressive, at least. Every single one of us were over 500 against the spread. I mean, that's what we walked away from. You and Bubba, just better. I was better than you on over-under, but me and Bubba were about the same. So we all struggled under 500 on the over-unders, but we were all over 500 against the spread. And, you know, it's probably a continuation. And I'm trying to look here. Yeah, because I could see, you know, you were just like over. There was one game I felt really good about that I thought I got. What was that game? Wasn't it I thought I had Carolina in that was a correct pick, but I don't think it was. But it'll be interesting going through this, regardless of all that, me looking at last week. So Bogman goes in with the lead against the spread, and Bubba and I go in with the lead in over under, I guess, only by a one game lead here. So ready to jump into the games?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. Let's rock it.
All right, week two action. We were just talking about this one. This is one where you have a lot of DFS exposure, and it is the number one over of the week. It's Atlanta at Dallas. Dallas, a 4.5-point favorite here. 54 is the over, Boggs. What do you got?
Can I just point out real quick that I'm so proud of you right now because you said you have a lot of exposure to this game because in the past you have liked to curve that saying up. yeah, you like to perv that saying up, and you would say you've exposed yourself a lot to this game. And I'm like, could you just rephrase that anyway? And you know what? You've taken the criticism, you've worked, and you have improved. So I just want to point that out, that you're not saying that I'm going around exposing myself. You also, when I moved Evan Engram down on the rankings one year, you said that I went down on Evan Engram. So, you know, just like the weird pervy things. You're almost like David Cross in Arrested Development. You ever watch Arrested Development?
No. I mean, I think I've seen like an episode or two or whatever.
Yeah, so like he would say inappropriate things, and when Jason Bateman would point it out to him, he'd be like, "You have to hear that, man. You have to hear it."
It's like, who's our character in Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Joe Latruglio or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Boyle. Yeah, it's like Boyle, where Boyle will say stuff like that. He's like, "I just don't hear it. I don't hear what you're." Oh, I hear it. That's where it
okay.
is.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Where he keeps saying stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. David Cross joined the Blue Man Group, and he painted himself blue, and they're like, what were you doing in there? He's like, I just blew myself. So he's like, no, say that any other way. Say I painted myself blue. Come on. Yeah. So, yeah. So,
all right, you've exposed yourself to the Dallas Cowboys.
we go right back to it.
All right, so talk to me about the game then. What are you doing?
Well, look, man, you know, Atlanta's defense for a half, I was like, maybe they're improving here. And I told you about the GroupMe message I almost sent out yesterday, where I was like, man, Atlanta's defense is improving. And as I was typing it up, DK Metcalf scored a touchdown. I'm like, okay, well, we'll go ahead and delete that. And then the wheels fell off. So same old Falcons defense. And I think Falcons also put up over 400 yards passing against the Seahawks defense. And I think they're pretty strong. So I think this is an easy Dallas win. That's why I stacked those guys. But I think Atlanta can keep a little bit of pace here. So Dallas only by 4 in this one, and the over is the highest of the week at 54. I'm still going to hit the over on this one, though. I'm taking Dallas and the over. I think this is, you know, a 34-20 game, or 34-21, 34-27, something like that, in that neighborhood. Both these teams can score. So Dallas and the over for me, fairly easy.
You know, I just realized, did we ever look at what happened with our parlay last week?
Is that on Donovan's sheet?
I'm looking at Donovan's sheet right now. I just don't see yours. I see he specifically has my parlay in here, which was a big fat loser.
Because I had Bubba do one too. I thought Bubba got two parts, I got two parts, and I thought you had two parts too. Did you know?
I only got one of them. I lost two parts of it, because the reason I'm bringing it up is, this is one of those like Dallas 4.5. I probably will lock that in if you and I are going to be doing this again, which I think we should pick our parlay here. That's probably one I'm even going to bold it. I love Dallas by 4.5. The over under, it's just so high that of course I don't feel comfortable with it. But in this game, I'm going to take the over because, you know, Atlanta is going to sling the ball. They've got an incredible wide receiver core. If they're down, they're going to continue throwing it. Todd Gurley can participate in that. And their defense is so bad that Dallas has a real opportunity to score at will, you know? Yeah. So I don't see how I could avoid the game. That's probably the best thing I would do if I were making my bets and not doing every single thing. I'd probably avoid the over-under, but I love Dallas by 4.5, so I would take that as well. Next up, we've got Buffalo at Miami. Buffalo is a 6-point favorite, over-under 41.
Yeah, you know, we saw last week with Miami, them losing to New England. It was a rough loss because New England didn't do much. New England did the bit. I think we talked about this on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, the Welsh, where we were talking about this. And I said, New England did the bit where they run the same 8 plays and beat you, just like people do in Madden, where you're playing someone who's just better with you, or they just have better players or whatever. And they just run the same deal. Yeah, they're 83%. Not anymore, bitch. They were 83%.
What?
I don't know.
Are we
live on the radio.
Just move on. Buddy.
We live on the radio. This is the most embarrassing radio I've ever done. So
I did at least own, like, I am the arch nemesis of one of our best friends, Will. Will cannot beat me. Like, he can't. He's always tried. He talks about it. And then push comes to shove. And I know he's played a million times over right now. I guarantee you, I haven't played in 5 years. I pick up the sticks against him, I'm still going to beat him. as of right now.
That sounds like a challenge to me. So I did see your tweet the other day, by the way, about the Deckard Balls is coming pretty soon. So
dude,
I saw PS5. That and I was like, that's a lot of pickles, dude. That's a lot of pickles you're gonna have to eat.
I mean, that would be the ultimate thing. I'll take the digital version of the PS5 pre-order, but I'll take the radio version. The in debt I would be to someone, or as you're pointing out, the amount of disgusting things I would have to do during our Christmas special might not be worth it at the end of the day.
Exactly. New England ran the same five plays and beat Miami. So I think Buffalo wins this one going away. I don't think this one's very close, but the over so low, I think I have to take it because I think, you know, Buffalo in a normal game here should have 28 points. I think Miami turns the ball over a couple times. I think they could get 35, and then you're just asking for 10 points.
Yeah.
You know, not even 10 points from Buffalo to cover that. So from Miami to cover that. So I'm going to take Buffalo. I'm going to take the over in this one too.
Yeah, I'm with you as well. I'm going Buffalo. I'm going to take the over as well. Again, the confidence, I think it's very trappy. It feels very trappy where, like what you're saying, you know, Miami could just, their offense could completely stifle. Then week three, we walk into a lot more Tua stuff because Tua completely good to go, no longer in the injury report, 100%. And, you know, if that offense completely stifles and they just can find nothing, Parker's still banged up, this could be a 30-0 game in Buffalo's favor and you cross the under. So I see why you play that, but this is just another easy Buffalo. I'm not sure I'm going to put them in my parlay or a lock or anything like that, but they're in contention for the team 6-point favorite. So I'm going to take Buffalo as well. Carolina at Tampa Bay. Tampa is an 8.5-point favorite, over under 47.5.
Yeah, this one is a tougher game because, you know, Tampa Bay struggled last week against New Orleans, but we know Carolina has no defense. They let Josh Jacobs score 3 touchdowns. Derek Carr looked decent against them. So I don't think when you have a veteran leader like Tom Brady that Tampa Bay is not going to score points. But I think that line is a bit too much. I don't want to put that on a team that looked a little lost last week. We talked about Brady and looking like Jameis Winston in a couple of aspects of that game. So I am going to take the Panthers against the spread. But I'll play the over here. I think that Carolina scored last week. I think they can score against Tampa Bay too. So I'm more comfortable with the over than I am with Carolina. But I think if I'm putting my cash down this weekend, I'm probably going to avoid this game.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I'm going Carolina as well. That's a big line to cover. Christian McCaffrey against the Tampa Bay defense, I could get down with. Wide receivers looked okay. Bridgewater has decent decisions. Tampa Bay's really banged up. You know, Godwin, Evans are still trying to find their foothold with the running back situation. So I'm kind of with you. I don't know if I feel super comfortable, but I am taking the under though. And that's the inverse of what you're saying. I'm going to go with the under on this because I think there's so many inconsistencies that are sitting out there for this team and banged up that you could have some early stifled offense. So I'm going Carolina in the under. We are going to break. When we come back, got a whole bunch of games. We're going to start it off with Bogman's Pittsburgh Steelers. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
ITL back rolling on right here on Sports Grid and the Mightier 1090 AM in San Diego. Bogman and the Welsh, and we are talking about all of the week 2 action. We're doing pick'ems, we're doing over-unders. We've got your bets, and if you're smart, you're going to listen to Bogman's against the spread because the numbers were huge last week if you're just turning in 11-4 against the spread. And we're only a couple games in here. So we're going to be finishing up the rest of the games and picking a parlay this week. At Bogman, we left off, how apropos, to your Pittsburgh Steelers. Your Pittsburgh Steelers are hosting the Denver Broncos, a 7.5-point line in favor of Pittsburgh, and a relatively low 41.5 over-under. So, you know, how much by Pittsburgh, and is it an over for you?
Well, I am going to take the over in this game. I think that, you know, The Steelers started rocking and rolling on offense kind of during that 2-minute drill right before the end of the half against the Giants. So Roethlisberger really looked shaky up to that point. They wound up scoring 26 points. There was, by the way, how many field goals from this week one? It was ridiculous.
Gronkowski had probably half of them.
Good God. But one game had no missed kicks. It was Green Bay, Minnesota. That's the only game. Every other game had at least a missed extra point or field goal, every single one. So that was nuts. I had no idea that, like, you know, out of all the rust we were going to have to knock off, the kickers were going to be the most. So that was just kind of crazy.
The most shocking thing, can you believe, like, Gostkowski still has a job?
So many parts of that game, dude, we don't even have time to go into it. But, like, you know, people were mad that, you know, what's his name, Fangio for the Broncos didn't call timeouts at the end of the game. And I was like, well, I would just let them kick it and miss. The guy had missed everything, literally everything. So it was kind of more unbelievable to me that he made the game winning field goal. So I'm not going to completely, I probably would have been calling the timeouts in case they scored a touchdown. But if you think your defense is good enough to hold them to a field goal attempt, maybe don't call those timeouts like Fangio did. But he wound up nailing that last one finally. So, you know, I don't know, man. That was a tough call. I'm going to take the Steelers. I'm going to take the over in this one. I think, you know, hopefully Sutton is back for the Broncos because I need him. I'm in a bunch of lineups, man. I need it right. So don't be stingy, Cortland. You got to be play, man. So I'm excited to see him get on the field. And I don't think those big drops from Judy again. I think that was nerves, Monday Night Football, first NFL game, all that good stuff. I think this game does go over, but I got the Steelers with that strong defense walking away with this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking Denver, but it's because of the points. I think Pittsburgh's winning this game, but I think the 7.5, I think Denver is either going to be more focused with Melvin Gordon. Hopefully Sutton comes back. I agree on the Judy front. I think Noah Fant could be a little bit difficult for Pittsburgh to cover. It's going to be on Drew Lock not making the mistakes, and Pittsburgh is probably going to play a fine game. The running back situation leaves a little bit to be desired, and if they get into a pass heavy thing, that does actually favor Pittsburgh. So again, I think Pittsburgh wins this. But I like Denver with the points, and I'm going to go with the over because I do think this is the potential for second half, some second half flying. You know, if both teams might be trying to manage the clock early on, but I could see the ball slinging in the second half, so I'll take the over. Detroit at Green Bay. Green Bay, a 6-point favorite, 49.5 on the over.
Yeah, I'm going to go Green Bay in this one. They looked really sharp week one. That Minnesota defense looked ugly, though. Detroit played a little bit better on defense. Yeah, they did play Trubisky and they let up some points at the end of the game, but I'm going to take the under on this one. I think this one plays a little bit closer than either one of these games played last week. So give me Green Bay, give me the under on that one.
All right, I'm going to go Green Bay, but I'm going to take the over. I think that's why I was attempting and wanting to stack on this game. Matthew Stafford slanging it. I know we're probably not going to get Galladay, but I think they're going to be able to go to Swift a bit more. I think I really like Hockenson. That's why I was trying. Like, I was literally $100 off from getting Hockenson in the lineup, and I wanted to and really would have been smart to probably try to get back to it, but Goddard was a nice replacement. I think Hockenson is in line for a good game, and I think Green Bay is going to I think Green Bay is going to win it, but that's why I think Detroit is going to keep steps with. So I like the over, but I do like Green Bay with the 6 points. I think they could win by 10 on this one. Tennessee is hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. 7.5 Tennessee favorite, 44 on the over under.
I think the spread is too big. I think Tennessee has been playing, you know, they played that close game. They couldn't make any field goals. And like you just mentioned, Gostkowski still has a job somehow because if he just makes one of those field goals, Tennessee hits that over last week. So, because it moved after we talked, I think it was 1.5 when we talked, it moved to 3. And they wound up winning 16-14 after that field goal by 2. So I think that I'm going to take Jacksonville in this one. Special teams is going to play a role, but I'm going to take the under here. You know, what Jacksonville did in week one was really just be efficient. And I think that's the goal, is you don't have to throw for 5,000 yards a game. You don't have to throw for 10 touchdowns. Just be efficient and keep the chains moving. I think that's the goal for Jacksonville this year. And that's the game. The game plan they had week one, and we know Tennessee is give the ball to Derrick Henry a million times. So give me Jacksonville against the spread. Give me the under.
Yeah, I'm with you on the under with everything you said, but I'm going to go with Tennessee. I'm not a believer in Jacksonville or Gardner Minshew. That's my problem. You know, DJ Chark is still explosive. Chark and James Robinson look really good in week one. And I don't think this is the greatest situation for him to continue looking good. I would not be shocked if this is a Tennessee route. You know, the team, they adjusted on the fly. This is, though they weren't as like on point as you wanted them to be, especially from, you know, how I thought a really high end AFC potential Super Bowl contender. It's that they were also pivoting and they had, and they let the game script pivot away from a guy like AJ Brown and they went to Corey Davis, but that doesn't mean they're going to just not be able to pivot right back. I think Jacksonville's going to have a hard time stopping Derrick Henry. So I like Tennessee, but I do like the under. Rams at Philly, 1.5 favor on the road team Rams, 45.5 the over under. Miles Sanders is going to play, Bogman. So what say you?
Yeah, I told you I hate this one. This is one I'm least looking forward to picking. I'm going to take the home team here, Philly. I think you got to rally after just dropping that terrible game against Washington last week. And I'm going to take the under in this one too, because that line did not look good for Philly. So I'm kind of hedging a little bit on this one, I feel like, because I think if Philly wins, this probably goes over. But I'll take Philly in the under to try to get one of these.
Yeah, I'm going Philly in the over. I'm going to take the home team there. Miles Sanders gets the offense back up, and I am going with the over to exactly what you said. Minnesota at Indianapolis. Indy is a 3-point home favorite against Minnesota. 48.5 is the over. It is Jonathan Taylor's team now. What say you, Boggs?
I'm going to take the Vikings in this one, and it's because Kirk Cousins looked really good in the second half against Green Bay. He looked terrible in that first half, 2-of-4, just awful. But he really turned it on in the second half to try to bring Minnesota back. And we saw how efficient Minshew was against this Colts secondary, 19 of 20. And, you know, Cousins isn't known for his efficiency, but if you let him make throws, he'll make them, you know? So I think we're going to see a little, you like that out of Kirk Cousins this week. So I'll take the Vikings and I'll take the over as well.
Yeah. I'm in the complete inverse of what you were going with. I really like what Indy's doing. I think when T.Y. Hilton struggled a little bit, they were able to revert the ball to a guy like Paris Campbell. The running back situation is still very advantageous to them. Minnesota's defense is solid, but you know, we talked about last week how I was kind of away from them with the loss they have of Hunter on the defensive line. And I just think the ball movement, I think there's momentum as well on Indianapolis' side. And I'm excited to see how Jonathan Taylor opens up the offense. And I think Indy, which they haven't had in a while, has more than one capable wide receiver. So I think it's going to be difficult for them. While they also have an incredible combination of defense, which I think is a little bit more set to battle in Minnesota. So I'm going to go with the under because it's a little bit high, 48.5, and I'm going to take Indianapolis with 3 points. So exact opposite of you on that one. New York Giants with their 15 carries and 6 yards with Saquon Barkley last week. They're going in probably not happy to Chicago, and Chicago is a 5.5-point home favorite. 42 is the over under, Boggs.
I'm really worried about that offensive line in New York. You know, I want to brag about my Steelers defense and playing great and all that and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know that they're that good. I think the Giants offensive line might be that bad again. So I'm going to take Chicago in this one, the home team. I'm going to go with the over, but I'm not real confident on that. But give me the Bears.
Yeah, I'm going with the Giants just on the line. It's a pretty big line for a Bears team with Mitch Trubisky to have at 5.5.
It is.
And I think there's some vengeance to be had. Slayton looked good. They've got Ingram to open up the field. And Saquon Barkley, there's just no way do I believe it's not going to be a heavy dose of game plan around Saquon Barkley. And if you telling me a Giants team is going to put the ball back in the hands of Saquon Barkley against this Bears team, I'm going to take those points on the Giants. And I'm going to also take the over. So I'm with you on the over, but I'm going the inverse of the Giants. The San Francisco 49ers at the New York Jets. Niners are a 7.5-point favorite, 41.5. And Bogman, I'm just going to tell you, I am San Francisco, of course, and I'm going with the under, because if this game is not 35-0, then I'm going to be upset.
It's the safest bet of the week. The Niners don't have all of their weapons at wide receiver. The Jets don't have their best offensive weapon in Lev Bell. The under is the easiest play, and I'll take the Niners even going across the country. I don't care. The Jets are terrible.
Yeah. And you like the under too.
Oh yeah. I love the under.
Okay. A couple more games here. Washington at Arizona. The Cardinals are a 6.5-point favorite. 47.5 is the over under. Boggs, are we both Arizona in the over against Washington?
Yeah. I don't like this game though. I don't think I would bet it because that Washington D looked real good last week, but I got to take the Cardinals at home.
Okay, it's going to be the first time. It's going to be a little slow, Bogman. That's how that goes with that one. Baltimore at Houston. Ravens are a 7-point road favorite, and I think it's the second biggest line. 50 is the over under.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under on this one because I think Houston plays a little bit better than Cleveland, obviously. So I think that this game will be a little bit closer than just the absolute destruction of the Browns that we saw the Ravens put on them last week. And Houston comes in with extra rest. Remember, they played on Thursday night last week. But Baltimore is just too good. So I think there's a lot of running in the second half and stuff. So I'll take the under, but give me Baltimore against pretty much anybody right now.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a difficult time with this one because I agree with what you're saying, and I think Baltimore wins this, but similar to the Steelers game, I think Houston's going to give them some troubles. Deshaun Watson, he's explosive. Will Fuller has looked better. David Johnson, they were able to utilize pretty well. I just think Houston is going to give them fits. I think Baltimore wins this, but I'm going to go under, and I'm going to go Houston. We've got just a couple more. Kansas City Chiefs, they are going to L.A., and they're an 8.5-point road favorite, 47.5 over under on the Chargers.
I mean, until further notice, don't you just have to go Chiefs in the over in pretty much anything they play, regardless of the spread and all that stuff? So Chiefs in the over for me. I mean, I'm just going to rinse, repeat until they don't hit it.
Yeah, and I think the over, it's very representative, too, of why, like, Chargers might be fun to get in on this week just because of those late yards, you know, that late garbage stuff you're going to get from a guy like Eckler. If you wanted to play insanely cheap, I wouldn't even care about putting in Josh Kelly at this point. So I agree with you. New England at Seattle. Seattle's a 4-point home favorite, 44.5 over-under.
I'm going to take Seattle. I'm going to go with the under. I just, you know, already talked about how New England didn't do much on offense, so I don't see them scoring a bunch. It's not going to take much from Seattle to win this game. So Seattle and the under to me.
I am going to go Seattle, and I'm going to take the over, though. I think, again, garbage points on Cam Newton. That's something that's going to be in play. New England is not going to just sit idly by, but I do think Seattle wins this. And final, I got Seattle up by the 4. And final, you got New Orleans at the Raiders. New Orleans, a 5.5-point, a lot of road favorites, 5.5 points, 49.5 on the over under.
I don't like this game. I think I'm avoiding it. New Orleans just did not look efficient last week. But so give me the Raiders and give me the under in this one. I think the under is the easier play, but I'll take the home team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with New Orleans on this, even though it's only 5.5, and I know they're down a little bit. And I'm going to also go with the under because I think the line's a little bit high. And I just like New Orleans, regardless of Michael Thomas is there or not. Maybe he will be. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back on this short segment, we are going to pick our parlay. So be locked into that. More ITL coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
Welcome back. It's In This League. Bogman Welsh. All the picks, all the DFS is in the past. So make sure you go and listen on demand if you missed any of it. You can catch the podcast version. You can listen to all of Bogman's picks. You can hear mine. And Bubba coming up here. Casey, Bubba, come up in hour 3. And I know you guys are going to be making your picks there. But we have got to do a little parlay. We did not hit our parlay last week, even though you were so good, Bogman. You know, I wonder, are you going to move away from any over-unders and make sure, and maybe you did last week, I don't remember, stick it all to against the spread because you were 11-4 this week. So 3-team parlay. How are you picking it?
I'm actually going to do 2 over-unders. I'm going to take the over in Atlanta and Dallas. That was the first one, you know, we jumped off with. I think that's it. And I'm stacking the Cowboys too. So I think that one goes over. I'm going to take Buffalo -6 against the Dolphins. I just think Buffalo is way more polished than the Dolphins have. Tons of issues right now. And then I'm going to go with the under in that in your Jets and Niners game. I think that it just makes a lot of sense. The Niners are going to win by pounding the rock, and the Jets just have nothing on offense. The only, my only fear for that game going over would be Jets turnovers. If they're setting the Niners up in short field situations and stuff like that, you know, would it be that crazy to see San Francisco score five or six touchdowns? Not really. So yeah, that would be my worry. But I think we get a lot of ball control on both sides. So that's my parlay.
I'm actually involved in two of those same games. I'm not taking the over-under in the Atlanta-Dallas, but my first on the parlay, I'm going to take Dallas by four and a half. So I like that one. I am taking my 49ers -7 against the New York Jets. That feels like a lock. And the other one, I'm going to actually with kind of bigger spreads here. I'm going to take Kansas City. You know, I know it's a huge line, 8.5, but you're talking about the Chargers. And like you said, until further notice, I'm going to stick to all three against the spread. Kansas City by 8.5, San Francisco by 7, and Dallas by 4.5. That is my three-team parlay. Bogman, repeat yours again.
Mine is Atlanta-Dallas over, Buffalo -6, Jets, Niners under.
Let's get it going, man. Don't go anywhere. Hour three is coming up. Casey Bubba is tagging in for me. I know you guys are going to be talking about some NFL action. You're going to be doing all the picks. So don't go anywhere. ITL rolls on right here on Sports Grid and the Mightier 1090. Hour three coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.